This is part two of the playlist series. And here we will be talking about navigating large, vast amounts of code and tips and tricks I can offer you from what I've learned. Oh, we'll do a little bit more exploring of the thing because you'll need to know some how to find some command palettes first and things like that. Those are the basic things. Okay. Let's do the command palette. This is the center of all your commands. So we'll do Control Shift P.
Control Shift P. Type the name of a command to run period edit combo greater to set the value. Use the arrow
Now,
keys or type the.
let's say for example, I want to know how to do
F O L D 31 results.
fold.
Unfold all comma. Control plus K. Control plus J comma. Recently used. 1 of 39.
Right.
To move to an item, press. Collapse folders and configure recommended extensions. Open paren. Create manual folding. Developer colon. Open a. Create manual folding range from selection comma. Control plus K. Control plus comma. 4 of 39. To
Yeah,
move to an
see?
item, press the arrow key. Developer colon. Open extension logs folder. 5 of 39. Developer colon. Open logs folder. Explorer colon. Focus on folders view. 7 of extensions colon. Open extensions folder. 8 of 39. File colon. New folder. Dot dot dot. 9.
See, what's nice is when you got a folder. You can
File
fold
colon
your
open fold
code
comma
and
fold
do
all comma
things. It
control
makes
plus
it
K control
easier.
plus
Folding your code makes it easier to copy, paste, and stuff and make sure that you keep it all intact. So you need to fold it in order to copy it and move it around. So figuring that out and how to do that is key to being a good blind programmer. Since we can only see a one line at a time, we always got mistakes at the ends or whatever. Folding helps limit those mistakes. Okay. So you'll find the ones you want
fold comma
here. And some of them got hotkeys assigned to them already, and you can assign hotkeys to them too. So we'll go ahead and get out of that. I'll hit escape.
escape themes dodge senator.
Okay. Now, the next thing that you'll always have to do, that you may find yourself from time to time to do, is your settings.
Themes dodge send dash html dash layout open bracket WSL colon Ubuntu closing bracket dash Visual Studio Code search settings editor type in text period
Okay, I could search for settings.
ES 6818 settings found. No settings found. No settings found.
Okay.
6S 818 settings found. 8 blank.
Let's try. We'll go to JavaScript.
JAVASCPT 69 settings found. 69 settings found. 69 settings found. 69 settings.
See, these are 69 settings found for JavaScript.
Settings tree. JavaScript single right pointing angle quotation. JavaScript single right pointing angle quotation mark format. Insert space after comma delimiter period. JavaScript single right pointing.
So you just type in a search term and you get it. Okay, now I'll do a control comma again. Now you'll find out that this control comma works in your terminal editor when you're in full screen terminal and all kinds of other things. So it's one of those general things for Windows and stuff. And most of the Visual Studio Code stuff is Control Shift and those keys. But this is Control Comma is just for the settings. Now I'll do Control Comma again.
Selected JavaScript search settings period 69 settings found period last synced colon
Now
58 seconds ago
you see it put me back at the search thing and I can tab through.
toolbar clear settings search input button to
See, the
activate
first
press
thing
space bar
is
period
clear.
space search settings period 69 settings found period
I pressed on the clear settings and I hit the space bar. Now it's empty.
toolbar clear settings search input button settings switcher toolbar c colon backslash
Now I can switch to different settings. Now I have settings sync turned on because I've logged in and I like that feature. But okay.
Search settings period. Last synced colon 58 seconds ago. Editor. Type in text period.
Okay, now I'm on the search settings. What's nice from the search settings is you can do this. Shift tab.
Editor actions toolbar. Open settings. Open paren JSON closing paren button. To activate
Yeah,
press.
you hear that open JSON button? That's when you can go to your JSON file that actually controls all your settings. And in this
Space.
file,
Editor actions toolbar. Open settings. Open paren UI closing paren button. To activate press space bar period. Settings dot syn editor. Type in text period.
okay.
Top. Open settings. Open paren UI closing paren button. Application control.
Hold it.
Top. Open settings. Open paren UI closing paren button. Application control.
Oh. Oh,
escape.
Something happened. Let me try it again.
Editor actions toolbar. Open settings. Open paren JS. Editor actions toolbar. Open settings. Open paren JS. O and closing paren button. To activate, press space. Search settings. Period. Last. Editor actions toolbar. Open settings. Open paren JS. O and close. Enter. Settings. Dot editor. Type in text. Period. Quote editor. Dot default format or quote call it quote open bracket JavaScript read closing bracket quote call top open brace.
Okay, there it is. I needed to press return. I hit the space bar. I don't know why you have to do that. But anyway, all I did is when you get to the settings search thing, control comma, all you gotta do is press shift tab and that'll do it for you. And that'll get you where you can go edit your JSON. And now once you get it, you got a JSON file. This is basically an object, which is a JavaScript type object, a JSON object. And
quote editor dot accessibility quote editor dot font size quote quote terminal dot integrated dot font size quote call quote files dot associations
yeah, see,
quote
it's got a few settings that I made
quote edit quote debug quote five server dot navigate quote call quote tab name dot experimental auto imports quote open bracket JavaScript read closing bracket quote call quote editor dot default format or quote call and quote request dot versus dash code closing brace comma quote update dot mode quote call and quote start quote comma quote lib server dot settings dot chrome debugging attachment quote call and true comma quote bookmarks dot experimental dot enable new sticky engine quote call and false comma
okay.
Quote bookmarks dot label dot suggestion quote colon quote suggest when selected or line when no select.
Okay. And now that I've got all that, that's your JSON file. And you can put a comma after one of them and then start typing and you'll get a pick list and all that other stuff. I don't want to mess with my settings file, so I'll just leave that alone.
Settings dot send dash HTML escape.
And
themes dot send editor quote title quote colon quote H open break.
Okay, now we're going to do navigate through code. Like I said, I wasn't going to go into the details on the VS Code. I don't want to dwell on that. There's plenty of tutorials out there on that. Okay, all right, now.
Quote title, quote colon, quote HTML layout in designer themes, quote comp, open brace.
See, I got a JSON file here, and I got an opening brace right there. And the thing about it is you can go to the matching element of anything when you've got a matching braces. So this matching brace here will line up with another one. So if I do control shift backspace or backslash,
control shift backslash,
it sends me to the closing brace. And this should be at the very end of the file. So now I'm going to hit the down arrow and you'll see it's at the end of the file.
Closing brace.
That's all it says, closing brace, and it won't say any more.
Closing brace.
Now I'm going back up and it says closing brace. Going up again.
Closing brace.
That's another closing brace for something else.
Closing bracket.
And now a closing bracket. So I happen to know that that's in my array of colors. Now I can go to the top of the array of colors, or let's just see what's at the bottom.
Open brace quote name quote colon quote panel dash content quote comma quote parent underline FG quote colon quote quote comma quote parent
you
underline
see?
BG quote closing bracket.
So the last color is panel content, okay? Now,
open brace closing bracket.
Now I'm at the closing bracket. Let's go to the top of it. I'll do control shift. Backslash.
Control shift backslash.
Now I'm at the top of it. See if I go up.
Open brace quote name quote colon quote panel dash content closing
see,
bracket.
See, it said open brace. So.
Open brace closing bracket.
See?
Closing brace. Closing bracket. Open brace quote name quote colon quote panel dash content quote closing bracket.
Okay.
Space. Closing bracket. Control shift backslash. Quote modified quote colon quote nine slash quote colors quote colon open bracket.
There it is. See, this is colors, and there it got the open bracket. That's where I was at.
Open brace quote name quote colon quote main quote comma quote parent underline FG quote colon quote quote
and
comma.
And that's the first color, main.
Open brace quote name quote colon quote header quote comma.
And header is a second color, a variable. This is an app that I wrote that stores the color and lets blind people pick colors using numbers and stuff like that. And they can show it to their clients and give the clients what they want. Okay.
Open brace quote name quote call quote colors quote colon open bracket.
Okay. And
quote
I keep going up to the object and continue navigating. But let's not do that. Let's go back to the Explorer and let's pick another file. I'll do a control shift E.
Control shift E. Files Explorer tree view. Themes dot json 9 of 9 to move
now
through
put me back
items,
there.
The
I'm in
period.
The data. I'm in the data folder. Now remember, the screen reader is in one ear and my voice is in the other ear, so you can turn one down the volume. And you can always do the fast forward, which is shift greater than or shift less than if you're on the YouTube channel. And, yep, Okay. And then K, of course, will pause it and start it up. Okay. Now let's go to another file.
One, data, open, 3 of 15, to
I
move
hit
through it.
the left arrow and it says open. I'm going to make it where it says closed.
Data, closed.
There we go.
About.html. To move through or expand
Now
on
I
them,
got
use the arrow
HTML
keys, period.
files here. I want to go to components.
Data, components, closed. To move through or expand items,
Okay.
use the arrow key.
Okay.
Components, open, 2 of 15.
Now I'm just going to hit the letter C so that way I can go to I'll hit the letter D and then go up one.
D, 2, devops.js. 11 of
Okay.
25. To move through or expand items, use the
That's
arrow
my
keys, period.
DevOps component.
CSS vars.txt. To move through or CSS var.js. To move through or expand items,
There
use
we
the.
go. I got csvar.js. Let's go ahead.
Enter. CSS var.js editor. Type in text, period.
Now we got a whole bunch of code
Catch
here.
open for any closing. Catch open for any closing for an open brace.
Okay.
Top. Import DevOps from quote, period, slash devops.js, quote,
Now you'll
semicolon.
see. Then I'm going down.
Import open brace get CSS var comma set C import open brace CSS var style closing brace from quote period slash style slash CSS var style dot JS quote semicolon.
Okay. Now, on the next video, I'm going to show you what the outline navigation, how it will work, and some more on that. Because this video has reached the 11-minute mark, I want to go ahead and bring it to a close, and we'll continue on in the next video.